And we're back. That's right. Here we are, another episode of Hollow Nine Network Spotlight, our interview podcast, continuing our coverage of the fall edition of the 2018 New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival. I'm Dave the Clone, and I got to go to this really cool kick-ass event as a member of the press. Very cool indeed. And got to hang out and rub elbows with some of the celebs and all the people and the guests who were there, including this next interview, which has, I gotta say, awesome sport, cool dude from top to bottom, because I definitely stalked him for the whole day, and I actually started to even feel weird about it, and it was really more one of those things where it was like, you know, ships kept passing in the night as far as when we were both available. You know, when he was on break, I was shooting stuff. When I was on break, he was signing autographs, one of which I got. You've probably seen on our Instagram the plate that says, "The dishes are done, man." I mean, that dude, that was, or "dishes are done, dude." Yeah, here I am quoting it wrong. Good, way to be super fan, Dave. Anyway, that was just awesomeness to be able to walk around and run into him, Keith Coogan, and that he was just so awesome about kind of just, you know, rolling right into it. Like, he would drop that line as soon as he heard someone else do it, and he was just really cool, and cool enough to, like, you know, we did the this is what I've always dreamed of as sort of like an alternative journalist, is doing the, "Hey man, let's go, we'll do a quick interview while we're smoking a cigarette outside." And it, you know, had all the mystique of kind of like the 90s journalism. Especially, I always think of the, you know, the scene in Singles where Matt Dillon is getting interviewed at the venue, and so it was very cool to be able to play that out a little bit with such an iconic figure as Mr. Keith Coogan. So without further ado, the chat with Mr. Keith Coogan. All right, Dave the Clone here at the March 2018, I guess technically spring, even though it's freezing cold out, event for New Jersey Horror Con. And I'm here with not only an icon, but a living legend, Mr. Keith Coogan. How you doing, man?
Oh, thank you very much. Very fun show. Several years ago, I had done the Chiller Theater in Parsippany, and so this is my second time back in Jersey. And although not a horror guy, I did do a Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
Python with Robert Englund, 130 Feet of Terror, and Soul Keeper. That really not known for the horror, but they had Daniel Harris from No Tell Mom Babysitters, and Andrew Devoff from Toy Soldiers, and I've worked with Tammy Lauren on not only Kid with the Broken Halo with Gary Coleman and Robert Guillaume, but we did a Chips episode together too. So it's a triple reunion for a couple of friends of mine.
And I think that's kind of one of the cool things about this con, is that it's like you got all these horror icons, then you have all these other people that are connected to them, you know, through whatever tangents you want to find. When you think about horror, what are some of your...
Well, I'm a body horror guy, so it's always about where's that growing from? Why is that not attached to my body anymore? Where, you know, I love The Fly and Videodrome and just good...
Are you a Cronenberg guy?
I am a Cronenberg guy. Naked Lunch, Okay. Totally my jam. I love that kind of... That's because that's the terrifying, that's the whole thing. That's why werewolf exists, because of the worry. Why is there hair growing there? You know, I have pimples, and that's the adolescent thing. And it's, you know, proven that if you really want to get laid, don't they say action movies are great for adrenaline? No, horror movies, because that fright, that scare, they grab your arm. Come on, you're done.
Yeah.
But horror always is a great, it's also, like sci-fi, a great way to do political and social commentary. So like Dawn of the Dead, and you know, there's so many great subgenres of horror too. There's horror fantasy, and there's techno and future, and zombies. I'm a huge zombie fan. I got to see New Beverly Cinema out in L.A. Now Tarantino bought it, but before he did, they would play the greatest line. They found spaghetti zombie movies. These are, you know, done in Italy and bizarre. Yeah. Would not sell here. Right. It would piss off an audience. but that's still... I heard a great thing that Republican are afraid of zombies. So when Republican president happens, zombie movies are all the rage, because the blue the blue bloods don't want the uneducated masses with no brains,
gotcha,
the dead, coming and eating their resources. And then vice versa, when there's a Democrat in power that they're afraid of, or no, when there's, it's, it was the other way. When the Democrat in power, the Republicans get scared that the zombies are going to come for them. And then the other way around, when Republicans in power, they're, you know, they're, when Democrats in power, then they're afraid of the Republicans coming and sucking their, you know,
the vampires.
The blue bloods coming in, vampires sucking their lifeblood out. And I love that kind of theory. It does. It goes back and forth. It's vampire, zombie, vampire, zombie.
I have a friend who would absolutely love that we're talking about this, because he's for a long time been saying, no one realizes corporate America is really sucking our blood, man. Like, that's what's taking us down. And I'm like, yeah, it's all metaphor, man. That's how that works.
Of course it is. But it's also a place where you can make your own movie or make your own product, and you could become your own corporation. There's nothing. That's the, we're pissed because we didn't think of it first.
Right, right.
We didn't go out and hustle and do it. But
like
that's
this.
What's great about this, you know, this our Western civilization here is, yeah, you got to pay your taxes on it and pay your permits and get the insurance and thing a license, but then you can charge 3.5 over wholesale.
Right, right.
And do business.
So this is a long way from the guy who dropped off coffee from the guys in the gun tower. He's like, this is coffee, but I've also set a trap for the smoke detector, so fuck you guys. I mean, I got to tell you, man, hearing this kind of theoretical panderings, like, from the mind of someone who's been in this for so long, is this a little bit of a hint that you might be kind of picturing some projects or some stories in this?
Oh, I have one called Plastic, which is about a young ingenue who comes out to L.A., doesn't want to lose herself or anything. She's never going to get, she gets, you know, rough, she gets messed up, and she has to get plastic surgery. But the doctor is kind of an evil. Think Robert Englund playing a plastic surgeon.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, I could do a little this on the nose and maybe a cheekbone here. And he seduces her into it. And then she gets addicted to it. She starts working. She becomes famous.
Wow.
But she's giving every dollar to this plastic surgeon to keep her going. And then one day, like Brundle in the mirror, she's poking around at a cheek implant and it pops the fuck out. Face starts falling apart. And she's not going to go back. She's not going to pay more money. And so it deteriorates. And then she goes and she becomes the monster, getting revenge on all the guys that fucked her over getting
there.
So it's called Plastic.
Dude, all right, when are we seeing this? Is this being shopped around?
I've written like 45 pages of the script. I got a treatment. I got to finish the script. But I've had this boiling, and right now there's so much, you know, girl power and great leads. You know, ever since Kill Bill and Force Awakens, there's just so many great female protagonists. We got Tomb Raider coming out.
Yeah.
So I also have a con artist one. It's not horror, but it's got some horrific shit in it.
Dude, that's awesome. So, I mean, for me, to come to the someone who created or delivered one of these iconic lines that has stood with us for decades, the dishes are done, dude. And I mean, when you're saying something like that, are these also the kind of thoughts Kenny was having about, like, body horror, or is it that was then and this is now kind of thing?
Yeah, Kenny's a real straightforward stoner. He's like Spicoli, you know, maybe Bill and Ted. He just, you know, lazy days, man. I want to go to school and, you know, digging on Nicole. And just like, and all, and that kind of that aggressive rather than passive aggressive way. You know, I'm not going to play ball and be a part of this family. And, you know, it culminated in shooting those damn dishes off the roof. And that's going to, I love it. I totally lean into it. I'm grateful that it connected with people.
Yeah.
It'll be on my tombstone. Keith, here lies Keith Coogan. The dishes are done.
Nice,
man.
Dude. Nice. That's awesome. So, is there any horror that you're looking forward to? I know we got a couple minutes here. Other than your own, which we are all looking forward to now.
No, I just, I love to be surprised. And, you know, there's Insidious and this great creativity in horror. I got to work with a great horror director, not on a horror film. And he's young, he's 25 years old. James Cullen Bressack. And I want to get in and do a horror movie with him. Hey, James, happy birthday.
Nice. All right. So everybody be on the lookout for all this stuff. Make it trend. Hashtag it all up. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to the Hollow Nine Network. The Horrorcast just exploded right now with some exclusives from Keith Coogan, man. The dishes are definitely done. And we're moving on to the china and the flatware that's downstairs in the locked box that no one else gets to use. All right, man. Have a great rest of the con.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
So, you know, Keith, if you're listening, if you decide you need any help writing your body horror plastic movie, you know, by all means, give us a shout. I don't know if you've checked out Tangent City or any of the other stuff we've got going on here at the Hollow Knight Network, but I would hope that that would serve as a bit of a resume to say that, you know, maybe we could assist in that endeavor. We're always happy to get involved working with especially legendary, iconic people like yourself. But again, thank you for giving us a few moments at the New Jersey Horror Con, which, again, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, this is definitely an event you're going to want to check out and try to get to if you can, especially with the next one in September being held at the Showboat in Atlantic City. It's already just the size of it, just the word alone, Showboat, you know, just sounds so much bigger. I mean, the Renaissance, yeah, that was huge. The Renaissance Woodbridge, I guess that sounds huge, but Showboat, that's kind of like, hey, look at us, it's bigger. Anyway, I know, a little bit of a rant. It's not like I love the place or anything, but we will be there in some form, fashion, or capacity, so come hang out with us and come check out all the awesome guests. I think so far they've announced Bam Margera. I can't wait to talk to him. So see you there in September. Until then, keep it locked in here. We've got more awesome interviews coming up, especially with some groups like Cosplayers Care. I don't know if you guys have heard of these guys or not, but if you haven't, Google that. They're a bunch of cosplayers who go and visit sick kids in hospitals and try to just, you know, bring a little bit of the cheer and magic that we all go to Comic-Con for. They bring it to the kids who can't make it. It's a really cool endeavor, and they always have a booth set up. I've run into them twice now. They're really cool people. Check them out. We're going to hear from them next time on the Hollow Knight Network Spotlight.
Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow 9!